is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai officials are narrowing their search for suspects following Monday's bomb blast. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreigner wanted in the bombing that killed at least 22 people Monday at a Bangkok shrine. The country's police chief says the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network, but investigators don't yet have a motive or nationality. Meanwhile, a police spokesman said two other men are also suspects. Among those killed, at least six Thais, four Malaysians, three Chinese, a Singaporean, a Filipino national, and two Hong Kong residents. The chairman of the Thai Hotel Association says he's hopeful the crisis will soon pass.
If there is not anything after this, and Thai government can make sure that we are safe and calm country, the breaking news stop, then I think people will just start to consider to come back to Thailand again. And every time we have like bad thing happen in Thailand, we always have our visitors come back in very quick response.
There's been no claim of responsibility for Monday's attack. Authorities have not pinned the blame on any particular group. The Thai Prime Minister said it may have been politically motivated. The United States is proposing the UN Security Council impose an arms embargo on South Sudan after President Salva Kiir declined to sign a peace agreement to end a 20-month conflict. A draft resolution was circulated Wednesday evening. Diplomats said they could expect a vote soon. President Kiir has told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry he'll sign the document after further consultations with stakeholders. Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the document Monday in Ethiopia. Meanwhile, a South Sudanese military spokesman said fighting broke out Wednesday in the oil-producing Upper Nile state close to the border with Sudan. This is VOA News. Following a leaked memo that shows the U.N. Atomic Watchdog Agency will